AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iranian media reports an explosion of leftover bombs from strikes during the war killed 14 members of the Revolutionary Guard. It happened near Tehran. It's the largest number of Revolutionary Guard members reported to be killed since the ceasefire began with the U.S. less than a month ago. President Trump says Iran's latest proposal to end the war is not good enough. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Nearly as soon as the plan was delivered,
I'm not satisfied with it, so we'll see what happens.
The president did not elaborate.
They're asking for things that I can't agree to.
A shaky ceasefire has largely stopped the fighting in Iran, but there's still a standoff over the Strait of Hormuz that's pressuring the global economy. And while Iran's disjointed leadership has made strides toward unifying around a resolution, the president's not sure they'll ever get there.
They all want to make a deal, but they're all messed up.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House is telling Congress the war with Iran has been terminated, despite the continued presence of armed forces in the region. It effectively skirts today's legal deadline to gain approval from Congress to continue the war with Iran. President Trump says he's still looking at a taxpayer-funded takeover of Spirit Airlines.
If we could do it, we'd do it, but only if it's a good deal.
Because they haven't gotten a
deal. Well, we're looking at it, but if we can't make a good deal, no institution's been able to do it. I said, I'd like to save the job.
Spirit Airlines filed for bankruptcy twice in 2 years. The Pentagon says it is partnering with 7 tech companies to tap into their artificial intelligence capabilities using classified systems, allowing the military to boost its use of AI to help fight wars. A Florida sheriff says a body found in Tampa Bay has been identified as the second missing University of South Florida doctoral student from Bangladesh. This is AP News. An Academy Award was lost and then found.
Academy Award-winning director Pavel Talankin didn't expect he'd have to check his Oscar for a flight from New York to Frankfurt, Germany on Wednesday, but the TSA said the statuette could be used as a weapon. In a post on Instagram, David Borenstein, Talankin's co-director on the documentary Mr. Nobody Against Putin, said the TSA put the Oscar in a box and sent it to the bottom of the plane. It never arrived in Frankfurt. 2 days later, after Borenstein's announcement prompted an international outcry, Lufthansa Airlines announced it had found the lost Oscar. They apologized to the director and said that they're expediting its return. I'm Jennifer King.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is addressing the eligibility of films using artificial intelligence. New rules emphasize human authorship, but do not ban AI. Screenplays must be human-authored to be eligible. The Academy released updates, including expanding the international film category. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.